This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are back after our short hiatus. We're drinking double Daisy Cutter from Half Acre as we recap our past couple weeks, and then we get ready for Illinois Craft Beer Week, kicking off Friday with beer under glass. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we missed last week. We were hanging out at Geno's East way too long.
Dude, and I think we wrapped like near 11
yeah.
with Kevin McMahon over there. Mm-hmm. Man, that shit was fun, though, man.
That was a good time. So we had no Chicago Beer Pass episode, but we recorded an episode of his podcast that should be out this week, I believe.
And decent exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll be sure to be sharing a link and tweeting that out. But that was a great time, and we just couldn't link up then to do an episode after that.
Yeah, we were up in the green room, which is level 4 of Geno's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that place existed. I mean, I'm not a comedian, so why would I need to be in the green room?
Right, and why would you be? Yeah, I didn't even know there was really a comedy club up there, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But as always with Chicago Beer Pass, we're drinking local beer here, and we got the new one, or the latest release from Half Acre, their Galactic Double Daisy Cutter.
Yeah, man, I was so glad you grabbed this, man, because I was looking at it at Whole Foods not too long ago. 8% from Half Acre. And yeah, Galactic refers to the Galaxy hops that mm-hmm. they're using in this one. Yeah, like you were saying, man, pineapple, candy, and fruit, like, right away. Yeah,
as soon as you pour it out, pineapple.
Yeah. Classic double IPA right here, man. But you know what, man? Honestly, like, the cans are a little subdued, man. When this was in Bombers, you would get the wacky space donkey, and he was doing different stuff every season. And this one's just kind of like, I remember, what was it, last year, where it looked kind of like a Navajo blanket?
Right, yeah.
And this is like a Navajo space blanket?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. They made tweak the recipe a little bit. I don't know if they changed the hop build at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the cans are different colors or not, but not sure. But this was what canned about a month ago, but I picked it up like 2 weeks ago, I think. So
yeah.
8%. It tastes heavier than that because it's so sweet and just a big beer.
Yeah.
Especially after so many of these like big beers we've recently been drinking that were like high ABV, but tasted smooth.
Dangerous. Very dangerous beers we had this week.
So yeah, we're going to keep sipping on these and chat about probably the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then we got Illinois Craft Beer Week events. And then Nick's got this huge list of news that we'll dive into.
Right on.
So man, stepping way back. And this one was pretty interesting because you were over at Peckish Pig. And that they also won... No, that was Midnight Pig.
Yeah.
And they won an award.
Gotta get your pigs right, man.
Wrong pig.
Yeah, the former Tommy Nevins Brew Pub out in Plainfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed their name to Midnight Pig. And they opened a tap room in Evanston, which is kind of an odd location for a crew that's based in Plainfield. This is like the other side of the world, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, this concept is the self-serve concept that you love. 30 taps. Half of them are guest taps, which was kind of cool. Yeah. Oh, but then like a day after they had their launch party, they won a gold at the World Beer Cup for a Hook and Hatch, man, a Vienna lager.
Yeah. Did you have that while you were there?
I did not have that one. I actually wasn't too excited to be there. I was having a shitty day, and then but then I noticed that they had all these gas drafts on, and then their beers were pretty good too.
Okay. Well, so they better be good. They won an award.
Right. And then they had, man, they had wine on tap. They had tequila. They had margaritas on tap.
Okay.
Like, damn. It was a party. And then this place that they picked in downtown Evanston is connected to the oldest steakhouse in Evanston. Like, they shares a kitchen.
Okay.
So this place was the bar for the steakhouse.
Damn.
And now it's just a full-on tap room. Yeah. That place is good. I mean, it's built. I mean, with the no taps system, with the self-serve tap system,
yeah,
it's the perfect place for a big party.
Oh, cool. Where's it at in comparison to like Sketchbook or Smiley Brothers or Temperance?
Yeah, I think this one was. This is right off the Davis stop.
Okay.
Right off the Davis stop, so just south of. I believe that's south of. South of Sketchbook, and it would be east of Temperance.
Okay.
Yeah. But all the, I mean, well, Sketchbook and Peckish Pig are walking distance from that Purple Line.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Cool spot. You know, Midnight Pig kind of refers to like, you know, the Prohibition theme with, you know, like throwing these midnight parties and, you know, the pigs coming to break them up. It's got some kind of old timey reference. But when you go in there, man, there's this really beautiful, like classic Chicago ornamentation on the ceiling. And, you know, like big leather bound chairs and kind of like this dark, almost speakeasy vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's a very well put together place, this Midnight Pig. So, yeah, I went there.
Very cool. So then you were at the other pig a couple days later, right?
I'm like, dude, I'm North Shore now. So this is the kind of shit we do, man. We went to, this is the brewery actually closest to the crib. It's Peckish Pig.
Okay.
I went to this place. It's a dude who's a home brewer that retired, had a little cash, and he's like, I'm starting my own thing. Nice. And I went there like 3 summers ago, and I hated everything about that place. I'm like, this place is not for me. I don't like it at all. So when we went back, I was thinking about that. And then I go there, and the place is like actually really good.
Oh, that's cool.
And man, then they had this killer patio situation, dude. Like, I'm like, yo, this is going to be my spot all summer.
So it redeemed itself a little bit.
For sure. They had a beer on tap. It was a collab with Few Spirits. That's also in Evanston. Mm-hmm. It was called Gin and Juice. So it's a 7% American IPA, but it's got the botanicals that Few uses in their gin. And then it's got a grapefruit in it. And it was really fantastic. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by what they were doing up there.
And they're not a brewery, they're just a restaurant, right?
No, they're a brewery. Okay. Yeah, they got like a 3-barrel system.
Maybe I was...
Yeah, they got like a 3-barrel system. But it's one of those breweries that it's restaurant forward. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you wouldn't really know unless you asked. Because even the tanks are kind of off to the side. They're not prominently presented like when you walk in, kind of like at Ballast. It was like when you walk up to Ballast, the brewery's right there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. So it's one of those restaurants that happens to be a brewery. Right. You know what I mean?
Even like something like Corridor, they have all their tanks up front, but you don't see the brew system. So you're like, where's this at? What's happening here?
Right. I think their setup is like the best in the city, the way it kind of seamlessly fits into the decor.
Yeah.
There are their serving tanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So while you were doing that, I ended up making a couple stops. I picked up these Galactic Daisy Cutters and stopped in at Half Acre, had their Toxa. It's an IPA light.
Mm-hmm.
So been over there on tour, always like a good spot to hit up. It's been warm, so I've been biking around and hitting up, grabbing a beer at these spots.
Yeah.
Seeing what's new. I guess continuing on that weekend, you were again. You went to the other side of the city and you did Chicago Beer Classic and Horse Thief Hollow.
Yeah, this was an event you told me about last year at Soldier Field. Dude, it was very bizarre. It took me like 15, 20 minutes to get into this place because everyone's like, we don't understand like why you should be here kind of thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like, yeah, it was just kind of like, I think they had a lot of volunteers that like didn't show up or something.
Oh, you didn't get on the, should have been on the media list, right? The media tent?
Yeah, but the volunteers there didn't know what was going on. It was weird. Oh, but anyway, once we got it settled and once you get on the field,
that's good.
All is forgiven. Yeah, so in this place, Soldier Field's good for having these clubs, right? Like stadium clubs, the one that sits at the 50-yard line, and that's where the VIP session was. The VIP was super weird, man. They had on the field, you had like Revolution and Goose and Lagunitas and, you know, these kind of crews. Up in VIP, you had Bee Nectar, which is a meadery from Michigan. And you had Prairie Crafts, which is a brewery up in like Northbrook.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, who's picking these beers to be in VIP? I don't understand this. Like, this doesn't make sense at all.
I think last year it was like, it might have been the Mead people and Jolly Pumpkin.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. But, yeah, so that part was weird. I think that, you know, they had good intentions. But the stadium does all the heavy lifting. Yeah. Like, when it's 80 degrees and you're at Soldier Field on the field, like, you're good to go.
Yeah, no, you had great weather for that when I went last year. It was in the, like, 50s, 60s, and so it's chilly. Like, I have not gone to a football game there, so I don't even know the like 20 degree kind of temperatures.
Oh,
like,
bear weather. You haven't been there for bear weather.
No, but if 50, 60, I'm like, ah, screw this, man. We're going to go to warm up. And I'm hanging out in VIP because those bathrooms are nicer. And
you know, and this is, like you said, it's the only time that I'll be in the stadium club because, you know, right. You probably need like, you know, $500 a ticket to hang out here during NFL season, man. And then I ran into Mike Miller from Delilah's. And I was reminded that, you know, this stadium, Soldier Field, is where, you know, Chicago Beer Society used to have the precursor to Night of Living Ales.
Oh,
I forget the name. I think it was like the Real Ale Festival.
Okay.
That was in the parking lot of Soldier Field.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So even though it's like, even though these guys are throwing a party that's, you know, not quite that kind of party, mm-hmm. this is a kind of a perfect big venue for a bash.
Nice.
Yeah. So stadium in a park, you're right along the lake. You're reminded of how dope Chicago is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah, you get some great photos. Like, if you've no reason to be on the stadium unless you're, like, playing there, which none of us are.
We're walking down the tunnel.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, right?
All I'm missing is, like, you know, somebody throw me a mini football, man, so I can run for one, you know? Yeah, it was a good time. Altar in the Burbs, they had, like, this whole little, like, it was like a den set up, you know. Everybody else was just pouring from regular jockey boxes. They had like this setup where you had to walk into this like little makeshift house. What did I have? Lagunitas had Fusion Number 8. I leaned on that. Noon Whistle. I leaned on their, I think it was Gummy Apocalypse.
Right, okay.
Leaned on that pretty heavy.
We're drinking that on that extra Ultra Fresh episode we kicked out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Soldier Field was nice. I think... I think their setup is nice, and there's room to grow, though. I'll say that, right? Because I thought the party was good.
You run into, I know, Bulldog, they were pouring, Jerome. Yeah.
Bulldog was pouring.
Bulldog.
Oh, that's right. It's Bold.
Bold.
Bulldog. Yeah. And who else was there? I'm just trying to remember all the ones I hit. But those are the main ones I hit. Oh, Around the Bend was there. That was the first beer I had. They had a double IPA call.
Was Dan there?
No, but Lindsay Stocks was there. When he was on the show, he was talking about, I'm like, well, how are you getting in these restaurants? He's like, it's all Lindsay Stocks.
Oh, okay.
So Lindsay was pouring. The Atlas, or the Burnt City guys were there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the IPA, Mr. Marmalade from Around the Bend was sneaky good. That was one of my favorites that day, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Burnt City just had that, Dark City come out? That coffee stout? They put out in cans, so I gotta look for that. Yeah.
Soldier Field, man. Soldier Field is
nice.
So good.
Yeah. And so then you were like on that side, so you stopped by Horse Thief Hollow. You're there like all the time. I feel
Yeah, man.
At least once a month you're checking in there, posting a photo.
Yeah, my buddy Josh, who's he writes for the Kankakee Journal, they drive up and then he's like, well, what do I do on the way back that I can write about? And we're like, well, you know, Jolly Pumpkin and Horse Thief and Open Outcry are on the way down there.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up there. And we wanted to go there because they, their Beer de Velours, it's a Belgian French ale, took gold at World Beer Cup like that week.
Okay.
So we were kind of one and done there. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
That's a French amber. And you can't really like, I don't know if there's anything to get. The style is like nothing really to get that excited about. But that effortless, kind of smooth, enjoyable experience is the thing to get excited about.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was, a couple weeks ago. This past weekend, I decided to take a drive out and go to Five Rabbit.
What?
What? Exactly, right?
To Bedford Park.
Yeah, I saw that they had a can release and proceeds of it went to a charity, and I ended up picking up some of those cans. We'll probably drink next week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've been looking for an excuse to go out there,
right?
Because I didn't think it existed.
It's a tap room now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First off, that's far.
Dude.
That I could have went to 100 other places that would have been easier to get to. But
they had a chance to set up in Bridgeport, but I don't think there was enough space for them. So they didn't.
But it's like right by Toyota Park.
Yeah.
So if you are going to a soccer game or planning to go to a soccer game and you have someone that's either a DD or maybe someone's like, I get to drink at the brewery and then I'll sober up at the game. You guys drink at someone, however you want to handle it. But that could be a good pregame spot. for a lot of people. And then you could go tailgate at the park or whatever. But because it's right, it's like literally down the street.
Yeah, we're talking like Toyota Park and Midway, the airport.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, those are your landmarks out there.
Uh-huh. But it's far. Yeah. And so
we spent a lot of time on this show.
Talking about how far stuff is. This was ridiculously far because I think I was using Waze and they're like, oh, it's 8 minutes faster to not take the expressway. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just going down, I think, Ogden, like, the whole way. I was like, holy shit, where the hell am I?
Dude, I'll tell you something. I'm not exaggerating. We went to Toyota Park for that. It was the Metal Beer Festival, mm-hmm. the three-day festival. And it was – the traffic was so jacked up on a Friday. I pulled over into a Jules parking lot and, like, took a nap for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's intense. It's very intense.
But on the way back in, I just took the expressway, so it was super fast. But I get there. There's no signs. Have you ever been? You've never been there, right?
Well, I went – we took the Brew Bus a long time ago, pre-tap room. So it's been, like, at least – maybe when they first opened.
Okay, yeah. So the Google Maps or your address is going to give you the location, which is the office entrance. There's a little, like, side parking lot thing that I assume is theirs. Mm-hmm. On the building, there is their, like, Five Rabbit little logo or icon. So I'm like, okay, this is the building. I'm going to park here because there's no signs that say I can't park. There's no signs what this parking is for.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anyone's parked on the street because nothing's over here.
Yeah, it's, like, all industrial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I park the car, and I'm like, I walk around because I'm like, oh, how do I get in here? And then I see, like, they have, like, a garage door kind of thing where I'm like, I see people sitting in there drinking beer, and then I walk to where the address is, which is the office entry. That's locked.
Oh, like what looks like it might be the main entrance?
Maybe. Well, it says Five Rabbit on there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know how to get into this place. I'm like looking at the people in there like, hey, someone see me to like tell me how to get in.
Guide me, please.
So I go back to where I parked my car. There's a black door that's propped open with a cinder block.
Oh, on the side.
On the side. No sign, and that's how you get in.
Huh.
No reason to think this is the door to the brewery.
I think it's called like the rabbit hole or something, right? Like the tap room.
Something
part.
Like that. Yeah.
So yeah, I would expect like if they built out the tap room part that there would be like, you know, like,
put a sign on the door
like, that here's just a rabbit says hole.
Entrance or welcome or something. But I like peeked in the door and okay, yeah, you get in that way. It's kind of like roped off because you just walk into the brewery. The tanks and everything's right there, and there's kind of a rope to go where the seating is.
Yeah.
So you can sit down. It's all like table service, so they come around, and I'm just kind of in. I'm already confused how I got in there.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know how this works. What happens? And then he's like, oh, you just order from us, and we'll get it. Okay. So I ordered a guava beer with, I think, pink and
peppercorns
in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Paletas or something.
I forget. I took a photo of it, but it was a pretty tasty beer. What was it? It was La Dama.
Yeah.
Oh, with pink and yellow guava, so no peppercorn.
Okay.
It was good. The space is giant. They had a band setting up because it was like a fundraiser kind of event. They had someone cooking tacos in there. They have like a little stand where it looks like sometimes they have like food, like Cuban sandwiches, but then they had someone just cooking tacos like you would see someone on the corner cooking tacos on like a grill.
Yeah, like a griddle top kind of just really straight up.
Yeah, so they're just in there in the brewery doing that. And then the band starts to play after they set up. I have a couple beers. People are coming in, lots of kids and their family. And then there's dogs running around. It was weird.
I would say this about Fire Rabbit. When you look at crews like, you know, your Band of Bohemians or your Forbidden Roots or, you know, or even your Off Colors, like guys that go out of their way to make, you know, your unusual styles or just have these ingredients that they throw in there that are kind of not familiar to most beer drinkers. Like I think in Chicagoland area, they were like the crew that kind of like ushered that. They were the first ones that kind of said, hey, we're doing these weird ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beer, whenever I have it, I'm like, oh, that's good because they do make good beer. I didn't understand what this event was. do they make tacos all the time? You can have dogs in there, but then there's just someone making food, and it is the brewery, so it's not really the restaurant. So it felt weird.
Sounds like just hanging out at somebody's house.
Yeah,
like
basically, some, that's kind of
complex.
Yeah, and there was picnic tables, and they have some high top tables, but it's not near anything. So who's there? It has to be people that live in the neighborhood, or
and they crush it for events. Like events, local events, like at the stadium.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But that space is giant. It's huge. It's bigger. It's like Lagunitas size.
Oh, wow.
It's
huge. That's true. It was either go big or go home. I know that they were contract brewing for El Syndicate a little bit, you know, but they were like, man, we'd rather have too much space than not enough space.
And they have to be contract brewing for other people because I do not see their beer anywhere in Chicago.
You know, I know it's against what they stand for, but there's an opportunity there to put 24 packs of their Golden Ale together.
Put 30 packs.
30 right. packs, put it right up there next to, I don't know, Modelo or even Old Style or anything else and just crush it all summer long.
I think it's called Chicago, but it's an X, so it might be said differently, but that's a tasty beer. I had a little pour of that. That's great beer. I think it's 5%.
I enjoy coffee con leche whenever I get a chance. Yeah.
Throw them in the 30 packs. You're right by the stadium. Get people to come in there, pick up a 30 pack, hang out of the park.
Yeah. Because I don't think, who is it? Firestone Walker. They make the, it was almost like a joke. They make the 805 Pale Ale.
Yeah.
And it's really one of the beers that's their most popular beers. I don't know if they, it's probably against what they believe they should be making.
Yeah.
But they see the opportunity to be in airports and at ballparks and, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But the beer I picked up, it was in Tallboy 4-pack can. So, yeah, we'll probably drink that next week.
Right on.
But I went out there.
Yeah.
The only reason I would go out there again would be if I'm at Toyota Park for a game and someone drove and I was like, oh, let's go early and go here.
Yeah. I tell you, I root for those guys, man, because I've been to some killer parties with those guys at, the Mexican Museum of History and at, house parties, art-driven house parties and down in Pilsen. And I'd like to see them win. I think they're
And you talk about the interesting ingredients. Well, Randy Mosier is a part of that.
Yeah.
So the Five Rabbit thing, the Forbidden Root, kind of want these unique flavors that aren't beer.
Yeah.
So, but, man, that was an adventure. It was like when I went out to Unani. It's like, I'm just going to go out here.
It's so rare. You called me off guard. You're like, I'm like, you went to what? You went to five what? Brad didn't go that far. Because I was talking, who was I talking to? I was talking to some dude in Michigan City. He was like, yeah, you guys should come out. I'm like, yeah, there's no way Brad's coming out here. So that was surprising me. There's a sir that you went that far.
So who knows where I go next? I got to surprise everyone.
Right on.
That was like my major stop last week. I did stop in at a Forbidden Root and have their Rye Swan, their latest England IPA.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Jolly Pumpkin. Shout out to Microphone. They celebrate 3 years in packaging. I made a couple stops at those places as well.
Nice. And then before we talk about all the Illinois craft beer events coming up, we should talk about Ballast Point. We've kind of mentioned it a little bit.
Yeah, the billion dollar crew has landed in the West Loop, the Billionaire Boys Club. They are here.
So you've already gone there twice.
It's weird, man. So I see Mike from Porsche Drinking there, and he's like, dude, who the fuck are these people? I have no idea on a Thursday night. Because people we know, we went to the dinner the next night, and it's like, all right, it's familiar that we know everybody here.
But Thursday, I didn't go to the Thursday, but Thursday was more just come drink our beer and have a good time.
It sounds like they had three parties. One for the building that they're in, the WeWork on the other side.
Okay.
And then the second party was a neighborhood party, everybody in West Loop. That was Saturday.
Okay.
And then it was this party yesterday, Monday night, the first flight dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I tell you something, man. Before they got here, I was saying things like, yeah, fuck that place. It's just like California Pizza Kitchen was in West Loop. This sounds like bullshit, but then, they proved me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go there and the place is, first of all, it's in an old meat packing building.
Mm-hmm.
And
It was a pig slaughterhouse.
It was a pig slaughterhouse from 1920. And then they bought two storefronts and then kind of leveled out the floors and made it one big space.
And they have a rooftop, which we didn't get to see, but I don't think it may not be open soon, maybe towards the end of the summer, it sounded like.
Yeah, at least a couple months away.
Yeah.
Three barrel system. But then they have 48 tap lines. 48 tap lines, but double that number of taps. Okay. So it's repeating taps. They have 48 taps on both sides.
Uh-huh.
So they got near 100 taps.
Were they just going to do all their beers, or were they going to have some guest beers on?
No, it sounds like it's just exclusively their stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this... And then apparently, I didn't know this, but they say that all the Ballast Point that we get in Chicago comes from Virginia.
Makes sense.
So we get four-day fresh Ballast Point. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that, because when I'm in Whole Foods and, you know, it's sculpting and many flavors are stacked to the ceiling, I never get it. I'm like, it's just probably been here for 3 months.
They should think to get some guest taps in. I think just if they want to be part of the... scene.
A good neighbor would have, if you've got 100 draft lines, a good neighbor would have guest drafts on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's Goose Island, kind of.
Like, right. No matter who the guest
or
is.
Or you should have someone that stuff you're not doing, the Dovetail, the Metropolitan, those kind of things that.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. These guys, they're super cool guys. They were saying that they were looking at the Real World house in.
Across the street from Peace? That one?
No, I think it's the one that was like closer to downtown. It's right off the expressway. It's
so that must have been the second time.
The River North, yeah, yeah.
Because that one's up for sale now.
They're like, yeah, when they were looking for places, like, yeah, the Real World was here. The Real World was here. They're like, yeah.
Oh, that was the one, down on...
it's like near Grand, like north of Grand, like right over
there. I thought
there.
It was on Randolph, like not far.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What I like about these guys, man, is that... There's an emphasis on seafood at this place that's really exciting for me.
Okay.
Like everybody was going in for the brewery tour, and I'm like, yo, let me get a hold of some of this this peel off shrimp here. this peel off jumbo shrimp looks fantastic, man. He mentioned something about, because you know they're in Virginia with a tap room. Chicago, because Constellation Brands is here, and then of course San Diego, and they're working on Disneyland.
Okay.
And he's like, dude, we were hanging at Disneyland, approached them because they were hanging out at Disneyland and noticing people buy $13 sculpins like it wasn't anything, like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, dude, the biggest Jamba Juice in their chain, Disneyland.
Jamba Juice is still around?
Yeah. There's a Jamba Juice in my building, in my work.
Is that like the only one Chicago? They have a gift card somewhere still.
the biggest Starbucks in Starbucks' chain, Disneyland.
Okay.
So they're like, dude, we have to build a brewery in Disneyland. So
there's a what's the brewery in Universal City? It's old
Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm forgetting. I don't know. No, not in Florida, in California.
In Anaheim?
Yeah. I am blanking on the name. It's like old. It's an old man name brewery. Blanking.
Yeah. Something's on the tip of my.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
But I went there at some point, but
yeah,
they seemed pretty busy and.
Yeah, it seems like, and that was the idea, like for them to be in Disneyland. He said there's 196 tap rooms in San Diego.
Wow.
Now Chicago's got like close to 3 million people. San Diego's probably got like 1 million people.
Yeah.
So that's really impressive. So this place is built for like you can put 250 people in this West Loop place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can the elevator goes straight to the fifth floor. That's where the rooftop is. But dude, they're looking at brunch events. They're looking at, you know, if you want a pregame before your dinner, and they're looking at like sporting events.
Yeah.
They want to be that type of anchor for the West Loop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it crosses that line a little bit of what maybe Haymarket is after.
Yeah.
Haymarket feels more of the working man's bar, because that's definitely like their ammo with Haymarket, and their beers. Haymarket beers are really cheap. They're usually around $4-$5. You don't find that anywhere in Chicago, really.
Yeah.
And they have like burgers, belly up to the bar, kind of just like old man kind of bar, but. Ballast Point wants to capture that like new sports audience that maybe work over at Google down the street.
Yeah, and, yeah. Like, there's definitely more of a at the Thursday thing. There was definitely a startup, young entrepreneurial vibe in that and amongst the people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, man.
But you were talking about the seafood, and yeah, it's funny that they have this East Coast and this West Coast thing, and then we had soft shell crab
that was flown in that day at a fucking brewery.
Yeah, like the only place. There's not that many places doing that. Like Publican does that.
Big and Littles.
Yeah, so a little bit, but not that often. It's like, guys, you're in Chicago. Like people, like this is awesome, but most people aren't gonna know the difference too.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
It was damn good.
Everything was tasty. And then there's so many different versions of Sculpin. You know, Aloha Sculpin is the one that I think we had when we first got there.
Yeah, they kept trying to, they were pushing that one hard.
Yeah.
Oddly, they were pushing that one. When I look back on it, they're like, you got to try the Aloha.
I think that's probably next in the chain, right?
It's like, okay, it's basically like more pineapple-y Sculpin, like hopped up Sculpin.
There's so many Sculpins that they do a lot of mashups. They do a lot of blending. So our final pairing was two desserts and three beers, right? And
two beers, right?
No. Uh-oh. No, we got three beers.
Yeah.
Then we got three beers. Oh, but so they blend a lot of these Sculpins. So the last beer we had was the Ginger
Big Eye.
Ginger Big Eye, which is like this massive 10% mm-hmm. ginger IPA. So if you mix that with the habanero Sculpin, that's called a spicy tuna roll.
Oh, really? That's a thing?
That's a thing.
So you can blend?
You can blend. They got so many Sculpins that they encourage you to like blend and try them.
Is that on the menu?
No, I think you just have to ask
it. It's like a hidden menu? You
go half and half, yeah.
Can I get a spicy tuna roll?
Let me get a spicy tuna roll. It's like going to Aloha Poke and getting the 808. That's all the toppings, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was another one, a grapefruit Sculpin blended with the habanero Sculpins called a hot girlfriend or a hot GF, you know. Yeah, it's just like they're all in on Sculpin.
Damn, yeah. we need to put up a cheat sheet
of
secret Ballast Point blends or something like that, and you know, pull it up on your phone. All right, that'll be our, put that up on Instagram or something.
It was surprisingly really good. I think the takeaways for me were that they do a Sculpin day. And that falls in line with IPA day, whenever that is. I want to say that's August. But then they do a Victory at Sea day. That's mm-hmm. their Imperial Porter. They had that there. And, you know, their Imperial Porter, there was a coconut and a peanut butter one.
Yeah.
It throws you off a little bit because, like, the vanilla is vanilla and chocolate in both of those, but it's not listed. You know what I mean? So when you try it, you're expecting all peanut butter or all coconut.
Yeah.
But you get this bizarre sweetness in it. And that's because, like, they both have, like, vanilla and coffee in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of Ballast Point's beers, like, I haven't had a Ballast Point beer in a long time.
Yeah.
They are very well balanced.
That's true.
We're drinking this Double Daisy Cutter. It's a punch in the face.
Yes.
And you're going to feel it later. It's 8%. It drinks like that. It's strong. Something about Ballast Point beer is that you just crush them. And then you leave, and then you're like, "Oh shit, I'm drunk."
There's a there was an interesting conversation with one of the brewers, and he was saying how, you know, during the trial recipes, they would make these beers that were 9 and 10%, but he referred to them as flabby, and that's what you're talking about, where like, you know, hey, you almost want water before you have another one at this 9% thing, because it's like it's not really dry. It's just kind of like lingering and boozy. Mm. He's like, so they go out of their way to make these big beers that are like drinking like a 5% beer. He's like, that's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he said. So, and he's right, man, because I left in a cab and, you know, I was kind of spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder what's going to happen over there, because Chicago drinks. So when
I tell you what's gonna happen, man, they're gonna party down at this fucking place. They got a rooftop,
yeah,
and 100 taps.
I'm interested to see what happens. It's you can walk right by this place because there's no sign right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get a sign out there because you don't see it. But if you're going to Publican, you'll grab a beer beforehand. If you're at All Chevelle, maybe you went to Haymarket, but you could also walk over to Ballast Point now and have a beer and wait for your table. Just things like that. I feel for Haymarket a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't hurt them.
It seems like, yeah, it on the surface, it seems like the same kind of people mm-hmm. would do both pregame, yeah. pregame and postgame.
But
it's the same crew. It's the same audience.
Ballast Point doesn't do any of the like Belgian IPAs. Haymarket does cool, trendy beers where Ballast Point doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Or yeah.
It was a fun space though. Mm-hmm. Fun space, and yeah, and the food I think is like West Loop worthy. I had to say that. I like the desserts. I liked all the entrees we had.
Yeah, the food was great. I think it's a little more bar foody than a lot of the West Loop places, but I think that's going to be great for the restaurant or the lunch crowd over there.
Yeah, it actually feels like a place that would be traditionally in River North, but to be frank, I mean, West Loop is slowly turning into River North.
Yeah,
essentially,
that's true. Right?
Yeah, so
cool. All right, so that was our last couple weeks. You know, we're already at 30 minutes here. Let's dive into Illinois Craft Beer Week. It's starting this week. We've said this before, and as you can tell from this podcast, like, we live every week like it's Craft Beer Week.
I mean, you know, I have nothing to add to that. You said it all when you said it, Brad.
But there are a handful of events that if you've been, you know, resting, you know, saving your liver, now's the time to get out there.
Yeah, man. Before we dive in, man, shout out to Goose Island. They turned 30.
Oh, yeah. You went to that event.
And then there was a... So that's R&D night, but it was R&D night with a twist because John Hall was there. And it was actually really cool. So they got four beers that are launching this week. The Goose 30th Anniversary Ale. That's with Fuller's. That's an ESB with experimental American hops. Mm-hmm. Next, Coast IPA. Something called Soleil, which is a ginger kombucha beer. Okay. And then Exploratorium, which is like a 4% single pale hop ale. You can find at the tap room. They said they do over 50 different beers just for the tap room at Fulton.
Oh, wow. So I didn't know that. Are these launching throughout Illinois Craft Beer Week, or they're just...
Yeah, so Goose, Anniversary Ale, Next Coast, and Soleil are actually making the rounds. Okay. Soleil is June, Next Coast IPA is now, Goose Anniversary Ale is now.
So June? You got to wait till June?
You got to wait till June for the ginger beer. Mm-hmm. But Next Coast and the Anniversary Ale are out now.
Okay.
Draft only.
Nice.
Draft only, Chicago only.
Cool, okay. Yeah,
so that's cool.
All right, yeah. So then Illinois Craft Beer Week kicks off really on Friday. With the main event being Buck.
Opening ceremonies, beer under glass. This is year number 9 mm-hmm. for Buck. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And dude, it's, so what's that, 2009? Is that
2009?
Right?
2009, yeah.
Wow.
I
can't tell you I was at the first Buck.
I was not at the first Buck.
I might have been at the second one.
But Craft Beer Week hasn't been around for 9 years.
No, this is the 9th Buck.
It is?
This is the 9th Buck.
But it's not the 9th.
It has to be.
Craft
right?
Beer Week, right? Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
But beer in a glass, I saw this morning that tickets sold out. So if you're listening to this, well, you can't get tickets. So hopefully you have tickets.
There are a few VIP tickets left. That's okay. The $80 price point.
Okay.
Everything, general admission was $60.
I would highly suggest doors open at 6. Get there early. Because this is a 3-hour event where most of the time it's been 4 hours in the past. So, you know, if you've gone before, it can take you up to 45 minutes to get through. Everyone rushes to get in and then they go for the first beer that's right by the door and you get a traffic jam.
Yeah. All they say is that this is the 9th Buck. It doesn't say how many years Craft Beer Week has been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, now I have to look into this. Have I been to 9 Bugs?
Man, getting old, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 5 to 9, but the 5, like you said, 5 o'clock is VIP. So the general admission is 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, if you look at all the factors, I think this is my favorite party. I don't know what the best party is, but this is probably my favorite party in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's probably this one.
So get there early if you have tickets. And enjoy the night. It's strange that it's wrapping up so early, but it will be light out, so you could make your way to, I don't even know, what's the closest brewery?
You got to go back east, and then you would hit the Chicago Brewing District, you know, you're on tour, Finch, mm-hmm. Grand Central, and then from there, when you get off at Morgan, or no, you get off at Ashland.
So you hop on the Green Line.
Hop on the Green Line, take it to Conservatory, mm-hmm. right, and then on the way back, you come back maybe 2-3 stops. You get off at Ashland, and then boom, that's your All Rise Goose. There's 5 or 6 there. Yeah. And from there, you can actually walk to your Cruz Blanca, West Loop, Ballast Point, Haymarket thing. Yeah. That's what we usually do.
Okay.
When we're done, we usually, like, get on.
You need food.
Dude, yeah, the food situation over there, I mean, it's It's a national landmark. It's a gigantic garden with like different climates.
You can't eat the flowers.
There's no restaurants over there really.
Yeah.
So you kind of need a post-game agenda. I think last year what we did, it was the Hop Review and Josh, we all piled in a car and went to the Pipeworks pop-up, which was really fun. Okay. We stopped and got ramen.
Are they doing that again?
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
They're doing that too. Yeah.
This not surprising. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Friday's going to be a mess, man. I don't think I'm psyched.
Okay.
I'm psyched for this weekend, man.
You're calling in on Saturday.
Yeah.
From whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Probably calling on Friday, too, while we're at it.
Okay, so that's Friday bug. Anything else Friday?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But you should be a bug.
You should be a bug.
It's the, you know, it reminds you of Phobad, where it's like that family reunion, if you will.
Yeah.
Everybody you ever had a beer with is probably going to be trying to get the bug.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we can't even go to the Illinois Craft Brewer Beer Week website because we cannot even name all the events happening. We are going to forget them. We're not going to make it to all of them. So go to the website, find ones in near you that you can go to.
These are all facts. I do want to highlight a few that I think are going to be pretty cool, right?
You mentioned Pipeworks pop-up.
We talked about Pipeworks, right? The recurring pipe dream that ends on May 20th. So they're going to have, you know, rotating beers from 18th, Spiteful, Middlebrow, and Mars. Mm-hmm. Special events and like one-off tappings. They take over Emporium's space, right?
And this is only a week. This craft beer week is not 10 days. It's only a week this year.
Yeah. There's a party on Thursday called Trek to the Waterfall. It's the craft beer week kickoff party at Sleeping Village. Sleeping Village is a crew that put on the Whistler and Logan. Oh, but this is a it's a three-way, man. It's god damn, Brad. It's Hopewell, On Tour, and Half Acre,
okay.
Right? And they're going to have brewery-exclusive beers for $5. And then there's going to be three musical acts because Sleeping Village is like this. It's a music venue and a bar with like 60 taps.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, and this is in Avondale, right off basically Belmont and Milwaukee. It's right there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, but the thing that caught my attention was if you get a beer at any of those three breweries, you go to this party and show a receipt, you get entered into Half Acre's big party every year, the Big North.
Oh, I have never been to one of those.
Same. I hear people will tell you that those are the best parties ever,
yeah,
is the Half Acre parties. I've never been to a Half Acre party.
Never invited me. I've never been able to get tickets.
Yeah. Another thing that caught my attention on Saturday, Saturday's a monster day, dude. But I want to talk about this Brewtender Bash. It's at Old Irving. So it's from 7 to 11. Oh, but this all the brewers there are going to be making cocktails.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you're talking Old Irving, Mars, Forbidden Root, Maplewood, all at Old Irving making cocktails. That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, because when you go to a place like even Off Color, like and Mars, they always have fun cocktails on.
Okay.
Yeah. Then,
then also Saturday is the Ultra Fresh.
Dude.
Which we cannot forget about, right?
Saturday's a monster, dude. I'm scared of Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so on Saturday, you got Beer Fly Alley Fight, Ultra Fresh, Barrel Aged Henna Up and More, and then Dark Lord Day, like all on the same day.
You know, I already forgot about Dark Lord Day. All this, like, talk of Illinois Craft Beer Week, I forgot about Dark Lord Day.
Yeah, so cheers to all those guys. Ultra Fresh is going to be good. We had the Hop Review on the show maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, like a $45 or so ticket, Right Way Signs. Every beer there has been packaged, every beer there is 5 days old.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of times your local bar, it didn't take 5 years. It was 5 years.
5 years to get there.
It didn't take 5 days. It's just galactic. If you go to your local bar, it probably took longer than 5 days for you to get that beer.
This was a month.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. So Ultra Fresh is a special event in that regard. Like, So, because it's a collection. Of course, you can go to a brewery and get it, but you can't go to these 20 breweries.
Yeah. So where are you finding yourself on Saturday? Did you go into Dark Lord Day?
I might be at Dark Lord Day.
Okay.
Yeah. But my plan is to start in wherever Moore is, like Lombard or wherever the fuck it is.
Okay.
Start there at 7 a.m., make my way to Munster, get out of there, and then go to Ultra Fresh. That is my plan.
Okay.
We shall see.
Phew.
But that is my plan.
I feel like a lot of maybe people that listen to this or the craft beer crowd might be at Dark Lord Day.
It's just... Dark Lord Day is probably the biggest one. It's 10,000 or so tickets. Yeah. They got 50 guest brewers this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what they're doing, like they didn't do in years past, is that they're tapping all the variants. And I don't know if they've done that before.
Right, because it creates that I know what the best one is mentality, right?
Yeah. I'm really excited about Beerfly Alley Flight because it's not at Haymarket anymore. It didn't have a home. And then now it's at Metropolitan all of a sudden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. So that's cool. Those are all the Saturday parties.
Cool.
Yeah. Sunday, we got Brewfest Partners is back.
Okay.
With their boat series.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one is going to be West Coast Brews. They'll have 8 breweries, a DJ for $54. And it's 3 different decks on that boat, that Mystic Cruise boat.
Nice. Okay.
That's a $54 play. That's 12:30 at Navy Pier. Yeah. And also Sunday is Delilah's Sour Beer Fest.
Whew.
Dude, it is so going down. You know, in my head, I was thinking, like, what are the biggest weekends for beer? And I was thinking FOBAB is usually the same weekend as the Map Room anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dark Side and Uppers and Downers is always the same weekend.
Right.
But, dude.
Well, now that they pushed Bug to a Friday.
The Bug and Dark Lord Day and Ultrafresh on the same day, and then after that is a boat cruise and Delilah's. This is a very intense weekend.
Yikes. Okay.
Probably the most intense of the whole year. Mm-hmm. So, and that's exciting.
Cool. So we'll probably mention the Thursday event next week again. We'll highlight, you know, what we've been making it to and some of the ones that are upcoming for like the closing week of Chicago Craft Beer Week, but. Yeah, you got your work set out this week.
Yeah.
So let's wrap up this episode. We'll kick out the news on Anchor. So if you're following us on Twitter or Anchor, check that out and look for a link there. But Nick and I will definitely be at Bug. Ultra Fresh, look for Nick at Dark Lord Day. I'm not even sure where else I'll be at. I don't know. But I'm going to drive out to...
You look up and Brad's going to be like at...
I'm going to be at Scratch. What the hell?
Brad's like, we're canceling next week. I'm still in Ava, Illinois.
Yeah. Cool. So, Nick, where can people find you if they can't locate you at one of those events?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. Everything gets posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And we'll be back. Hopefully, we'll make it back.
God help us all, man.
Next week. Okay, keep a lookout on, like I said, Twitter for the news, as well as the podcast with Kevin over at Geno's East. Yeah, lots of other stuff. Cool. Take care.
Cheers.